Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, powerful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so blessed and excited and grateful that you're here with me today. If you're new here, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome the heck back. I'm so excited for today's episode because we're getting kind of deep about a topic that really isn't about business or mindset or manifestation or any of the things. It's really about something that I feel like we all deal with and all go through, but not many people talk about. And that topic is leaving toxic relationships. And this can be a toxic friendship. This can be a toxic relationship with a partner. This can be a toxic relationship with someone in your family, a mom, a dad, anybody. This can be any sort of toxic relationship in your life. We've all had them, or at least almost all of us have had them. If you haven't, this episode probably won't resonate with you, and that's totally fine, but I feel like almost everybody has gone through a somewhat toxic relationship or a toxic part of a relationship, and a lot of times we don't know how to deal with it. We don't know what we should be working on or what we should let go of. We don't know if we should stay or if we should leave. We don't know if this is good for us or if it's bad for us. Really, it's very confusing when you're in a toxic relationship. So today we're going to talk about my experience with toxic relationships and how I've dealt with them and how you guys can too. And when is the right time to let go of those relationships, and when is the time that, you know, you might want to stick around and work on things instead of just leaving. Because I feel like that's a huge issue, is that the reason why we stay in toxic relationships is because we feel like, number one, either we need that person and we're scared to let go, or number two, we feel like we have a duty to stick by that person no matter what, if that makes any sense. I feel like we've kind of felt that before, where things might be toxic, but we feel so strongly for that person that we don't want to just leave. We want to kind of be the fixers and try to help them through this toxic period and see if things get better. And as a result, we can end up harming ourselves when we try to do that. So it's a very sticky, messy situation, and I'm going to give my personal perspective and experience on it. You can take it, you can leave it. There's going to be some people that agree with me and some people that don't agree at all, and that's totally fine. I just want to give my perspective because I've been through a couple of them. And I've gotten out of toxic experiences, toxic relationships, and I've come out better on the other side. So I just want to speak and give my experience so that I can help somebody out there who might not know what to do in a situation like this. So lucky me, I've had experience with toxic relationships in every kind of aspect, every kind of relationship, because I've had toxic friendships, I've had toxic romantic relationships, and I've also had toxic relationship with people in my family. So kind of all bases covered here. And each of them kind of I dealt with differently, but in some ways the same. So the first toxic situation that I kind of went through was a very toxic relationship with an ex-partner. So this is a romantic relationship. And The thing with this one is that it started off really, really amazing, right? As most relationships do, right? They start off amazing. They're like, you're on cloud nine, everything's perfect. And then something happens or something changes or some sort of traits come out and things start to get a little bit shaky. And over time, they start to get toxic and more toxic and more toxic till you get to a point where you're like, I am not happy at all. Like, I feel so crappy in this relationship. And that's kind of where I was at. I felt so crappy. I felt unhappy. I felt not secure. I felt hurt. I felt broken. And the whole thing was just extremely unhealthy. But I stayed for a while. And the reason why I stayed is because I was so in love that I was trying to look over every single red flag. I was trying to look over every situation. I was trying to work through all of the issues. I was trying to make things better over and over again. And I just got stuck in a vicious cycle. Nothing ever got better. And I consistently had this mindset of, it's my job, it's my duty to just keep going until things get better. Like, I love this person, I'm committed to this person, I am just here to go through all of the crap until things get better. And that's such a terrible mindset. Like, love and relationships should never make you feel crappy. They should never make you feel unhealthy. They should never wear down at your self-love. They should never wear down at your inner power. They should not be doing that to you. Your relationships should be increasing your happiness. They should be boosting your power. They should be helping you. They should be lifting you. They should not be tearing you down. And so I didn't know this at the time, and I was just stuck in this vicious cycle of toxicity. I always thought things were going to get better and they didn't. I thought they were going to get better and they didn't. And I kept going over and over and over and over again, and I was too scared to leave, even though I was so unhappy, because I was scared to be alone. I was scared to leave that person because I thought that was the only person that was ever going to love me. I was scared to let go and go through the growth and be in that space of finding myself and, you know, then finding someone new. I was scared of all of these things. And so it was just easier for me at the time to stay and go through this vicious cycle of toxicity. And I don't know if there's anyone out there that can relate, but it is not fun when you're going through a toxic cycle of feeling unhappy and feeling like you're being just a sliver of yourself more and more. Every single day, like, things start to get worse, and it's like at a certain point there is a breaking point. And that's what happened, is there was a breaking point. The relationship finally ended, and that was when I was able to really go through a lot of growth. That's probably when I grew the most in such a short amount of time. And like the few months after that relationship ended, I truly found myself. I found spirituality. I found self-love. I found my power. And I just really grew into the person I was meant to be all along. But I was meant to go through that pain and the toxicity and the heartbreak and all of that crap to be able to find myself. So the reason why I speak on this is because if you are in a situation like that right now and you are scared to let go, even though you want to, if that's the path you want to take, but you're scared to let go, you're scared to be in the unknown, I want you to know that what you've gone through is a part of your path. It was meant to shape you, but letting go is also a part of your path and is meant to shape you. Because when you finally build up the courage to leave for your own happiness, you're going to grow into the best version of yourself. You're going to find yourself. You're going to find more self-love. You're going to step into your power, and you're truly going to live up to the whole person that you are meant to be without the rest of the gross toxicity and unhappiness sitting in your life. And I know it's hard. I know it's scary. I know it's nerve-wracking. I know it feels like your whole world will crumble. That's just a fact. Like, that's how I felt too. But you have to know that on the other side, there is always going to be light. And even though you'll go through a period of some darkness and a period of feeling a little broken and lost and all of the things, that period will end. It will pass, and you will come out on the other side brighter, stronger, and more powerful than you were before. So don't be afraid to let go of the things that are not serving you. Don't be afraid to let go of the relationships that are making you feel less than. Don't be afraid to let go of the relationships that are tearing you down and making you feel unhappy and unworthy and not enough. Because you are worthy, you are enough, and you deserve love from yourself and you deserve love from others, and you can't fully have that if you are clinging on to something that is so unhealthy and toxic for you, your heart, your energy, your head, and all of the things. The key to remember is that you are the most important thing in your life. You come first always. So you need to do whatever it is you need to do to make sure that you are your best self and that you are happy and fulfilled and in joy. Because if you are not loving your life, if you are not happy in your own body, in your own skin, if you're not happy in the current situation that you're in, you have to make a change. And if your relationship, whether it is a romantic relationship or a friendship or a relationship with family, if that relationship is affecting you negatively, something needs to change. And I'm not saying that it's always the case that you have to completely let go. In some cases, things can be worked on and improved, but if you're in a cycle where nothing's changing and the other person involved in the relationship doesn't want to change anything, isn't changing anything, or isn't willing to seek outside help to make a change, if you're just in this cycle that's never changing, at that point, there's not much more you can do because it's a two-sided street in any relationship. And if only one person is willing to do the growth, if only one person is willing to do the change, then it won't work. And those are the situations in which you need to let go. If you're in a relationship where both parties, you and the other person, are noticing, okay, this is toxic, we're unhealthy, there's a lot of issues going on, but we love each other, let's take massive action to fix this, to grow, to actually make the changes necessary to make sure that we are healthy for one another and that we are, you know, a positive entity in each other's lives and that this relationship isn't draining either of us, but it's actually fueling us and making our lives better, not worse. In that situation, both of you need to actively work hard together. And if you don't know where to start, see a therapist. See a relationship coach. Find somebody that can help you work on your relationship together, but also work on yourselves individually and work through the things that might be bringing toxicity to the relationship. That's really key here, is working on yourselves and working on the relationship as an entity and going forward and working through the things. Now, if you're doing all that, if you're doing all the work and you're seeking outside help and you're doing the work yourselves and nothing is changing, you're still going in this toxic cycle and it's still wearing down on you and nothing is getting better, you need to address your options. You need to address letting go, and if that's going to be best for you and your mental health. Now, I want to say I'm not advising you guys to just give up on all of your relationships when things get hard. I'm saying that when things are getting toxic, you need to address the situation. You need to be aware that things are toxic and unhealthy and that you're unhappy. And then both parties of the relationship need to be aware and agree to work on it, then actively work on it. And if things still don't change, sometimes it's just not aligned. And sometimes it's just a toxic entity in general. And it's something you need to let go of. So make sure you are being very self-aware, not only you, but you and the person, whether it's, again, a toxic friendship, a toxic relationship, like a romantic relationship, or a toxic relationship in your family or something. Both people need to be aware that there's issues going on and that things are not where they should be or things are not healthy. Because I've seen time and time again where one person is extremely unhappy, they feel like the relationship's falling apart, they feel very toxic energy from their partner, but the partner sees no issue at all. The partner thinks that everything's fine. And that right there is on two different pages. And that is a situation where you can try and try and try to get that other person to see it, but if they don't see it, it's just something that you need to let go of, because if they don't see it, they're not going to work on it. And if it's not being worked on two sides, it's not going to change. And that's just a sad, sad truth in a lot of relationships, is that it's very one-sided. And both people aren't willing to grow together, work together, be on the same team, and make sure that they're creating a healthy, safe, and happy relationship for the both of them. And that is one of the main issues. So the main thing I want to get across to you guys is put yourselves first. If you are unhappy in a situation, either leave or be on the same page with the other person and work to fix things so that you can be happy, so that it can be a healthy relationship, because none of you guys deserve to be in cycles of toxicity and unhappiness. You deserve more. You deserve love. You deserve light. You deserve happiness. You deserve fulfillment. You deserve bliss in your relationships. Okay, so don't accept anything less than that. Have the strength, have the courage, leave when you need to, and work on things when you need to, because you deserve it, all right? I love you guys so much. I know this episode was a little bit outside the box, but I hope that somebody at least got value from this, or strength from this. I love you guys so much. As always, I'm going to end this how I normally do. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe so you never miss a new episode here. Also, go ahead and write a review if you loved this episode or if you love this podcast. I really, really enjoy hearing your guys' perspectives and hearing what you guys love about the podcast and what you're gaining from it. So go ahead and write one. I would love to hear your guys' things that you're benefiting from. And then also, if you would love to share this podcast with others, go ahead and repost this episode on your Instagram stories, on Facebook, wherever you have people, because truly the whole goal of this podcast is to genuinely help as many people as possible. And the way that I can do that is by you guys tapping in and sharing to the people you care about, sharing to your social media. So I would love and appreciate if you guys shared it and tagging our Instagram at Find Your Power Podcast Instagram. And then if you want to do like a little link thing on your Instagram story, that would be awesome, either to our Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would be absolutely amazing. But again, just do that if you feel called to share this episode. But I think that is it for today. I love you all so much. Make sure you go out into the world today and spread some positivity. You never, ever know how much of an impact you can make in someone else's life, and you can create a domino effect. If you make someone else feel good, they'll go and make someone else feel good, and you will create this chain of positivity in the world. So go ahead and do that today. Love you all so much. So grateful for all of you, and have an amazing day. Bye, guys.